so by having those realizations, the mind is completely cleaned away, you see. All those garbage, all those mental garbage, all this mental tornado, you know, mental tornado, or mental tsunami. So there's outside tsunami, but there's a much bigger tsunami in the... There's outside tsunami is nothing. The old people, you know, old people there, of course, you know, many people die and so forth, but of course that's very frightening. But much greater, much greater tsunami in our mind. Far more greater, that's nothing. Far more greater tsunami. Tsunami of delusions. Tsunami of delusions in our mind. Every day life. Tsunami destroying our merits. You know, destroying our merits. We collected even a little would be collected in this life with so much effort and with much studying and you know, with all the effort we even collect little, but tsunami delusion, anger rises and destroys, wipes up all these merits, and merits collected from past. So that you see, so there's inner tsunami, the delusions, tsunami or tornado, not tomato, tornado, tornado. Tornado, there's a very, yeah. That outside tornado, you know, outside tsunami or tornado, that doesn't cause people lower realms. You see, that doesn't make you to. If you live life in Dharma, even if you die by those those conditions, that doesn't. Just condition death, so it doesn't, it's not the, you see, the, so that doesn't cause to be reborn lower realms. So, earthquakes, those things, even those conditions that happened, but you can go to Pure Land Buddha, or you can become enlightened, or, you see, exercise the path, and then come back to the world. Like the high bodhisattvas manifest billions and billions and work for the suffering, work, you think, and you come back in the suffering world and benefit the sentient beings by taking great task, the responsibility. Like as it's mentioned in the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra's prayer, the king of the prayer is there. After being born Amitabha Pure Land, you was by manifest so many, you know, numberless forms or billions of forms, many different forms, then benefit in the world, come back to the world and benefit as well like that, you know, liberate others from sufferings. So that so even when I die by cancer, it's just a condition to say that you know, living the mind, this continue the mind, you know, live this like a house, this body like a house, like rented house, not haunted house, rented house, house that's temple rented, so you're there for time, you're just in this body for, you know, for some time, see. Just a short time, so that it doesn't really interfere, and practice continuity, continue your practice in Pure Land or in the world, in the say, where you can do great benefit, or the in the world where there are all the conditions to practice. To complete the rest of the path, so it doesn't really, bother. You see that. So, who lived in life in Dharma, or who lived even without being Buddhist, people in the world, just those who lived sincere life, good-hearted. There's no question. Even those who lived sincere life, truthful life, didn't do much harm to others. So we see. So there's no Dhammasphere at the time of death. Even these things happened. you know, mind's comfortable. There's no worry, something bad, heavy things going to happen after this life. There's no, even though they haven't learned Buddhism, the whole, haven't heard the whole path to, you know, how to remove the cause of the sufferings, delusion, all this delusion karma, you know, all these details. Didn't learn or didn't hear even Lambrim, but how you live truthful life, and especially those who are good-hearted, you know, who live good-hearted life, then there's no fear. No guilt at the time of death, you know, guilt. Mind is very happy. And you feel, you have premonition, you feel certainty that you will have a happiness after this life, you know. You're going to be happy. Even not 100% clear, but you know, you have a great confidence that you have a happy journey. See, like that. And, so anyway, so some of this. So quite a number of years ago, I was doing a retreat in Adelaide, in Australia, Adelaide, and it's, you know, the center is not at the center, but some distance from the center. So at that time, there was one that one student. She was doing Redu, talking through Redu. I think 60,000 people, something she said. Listens. That many people listen to her. So, so I was curious how she does. How she, you know, does the talk, does the work talk. So, that wasn't her, but our colleagues, you know, were in the same office. So, with them, sexual something. So there was one lady he interviewed. The lady said that, I don't have any fear and worry, you know, I know where I'm going, she said. I'm not sure why, maybe it's related with the, I'm not sure. There was shortage of space in the graveyard. There's a shortage of space in the graveyard, you see, very difficult for, you know, so much full, so very rare the place to put your body, you see. You know. So there was talk on that, some discussion. So anyway, problem not having enough space. That I'm not sure. Anyway, the lady said, "I'm not afraid, and I know where I'm going." So I was interested to hear, you know, more explanation. Wishing that he would ask question, and you know, to have more explanation where she's going, you know, all that. But the man, but that person not familiar with the subjects, not Buddhist, not who studied those subjects, you see. Reincarnation or karma or this, I think just, who don't think those kind of subjects, I think. So he just stopped there. He didn't ask further questions. I was very curious to hear the next what she was going to explain, you see. But didn't hear. So he stopped. So anyway. So what was it? So all these terrifying things, like tsunami or the tornado, those, you know, whole village destroyed within hours, nothing, you see, everything blown away, and, you know, all everything became pieces all over, you see. The whole town, how you are. All those thousands of people die, you know, say many hundred thousand people die, all the things, the earthquakes, you know, all this. In the city, millions of people die. Yeah. That happened in Japan some years ago. So all this, what is called by people in the world who do not think karma, who doesn't understand, who doesn't think of karma, reincarnation, all that, you know, came upon the mind, you see, then natural disaster, the label natural disaster, like truly existent, like all these things happen as without cause, conditions, like truly existent, as independent, you see, natural disaster, which means truly existent, independent, you see. So by the light, you can't, there's nothing you can do. You know, that, you see, like there's no cause, you know, conditions, and that you can change, you see, like totally independent, you know, truly existent. So however, all those come from the mind. So you can see now, came from the delusion, all those wars, like now there's a war happening in Iraq and the Libyan, all that, and so forth, you see. So however, the atomic dangers, however, where there's so many millions of people, can be killed. However, activities of delusions, all these activities of delusions, you know, came from the creation of delusions. All this is the attachment, anger. So is there activities? It's not activity of compassion and right view and wisdom, realizing right view of bodhicitta. It's not the activity. It's the activity of attachment. Is activity of anger, and that's attachment, and the anger, then of course the anger rises when the attachment is disturbed, you know, when the attachment, what attachment one didn't get, then you suppose anger rises. So basically it's the activities of delusions, the karma created with the delusions, by delusion. Ignorance and attachment, self-cherishing thought. The very root ignorance, not knowing what is I, ultimate nature of the I, ultimate nature of aggregates, not knowing that. So the king of the delusion, you see. Root of all the sufferings, root of all the delusions and the karma. So this unknowing mind, the holding the I, which is merely imputed about mind, but holding it as it exists from its own side, not merely left by mind, as well as aggregates, which exist only in the mere name, merely imputed by mind, but apprehending that it exists from its own side, not merely labeled by mind. So these two are self-grasping, you see, notion. So this one is the result of the karma created by these delusions, the self-cherishing thought, root, that ignorance, and on the top of, while you are experiencing the result of past karma, at the same time you are killing again, is by killing others. So it's like that. While experiencing the past karma, being killed, harmed by others, then you create again, along with that, all yourself in that, you create again, you create the same karma again, harm by harm others. You see? Which means that result you have experienced again, later. So, the consequences, you see. So therefore the delusion, all these came from delusion, created by delusion. So therefore, delusion is much more terrifying. Much more terrifying than what we see outside. The result, effect of delusion. I see. This is not the first time. This is one of the ones. From numberless, all these sufferings of samsara, this is one of them. This is not the first time we experience and so it came from caused by delusion. So you see, so therefore you can see delusion is much more terrifying, because delusion is, method has control us, delusion control us, overpowered, used oneself, to engage those nirkamas. Numerous times in the past, from beginning to birth, we experience all these sufferings, tsunami and all this, war, killed and bomb, all these sicknesses, famine, all these numberless times we experienced from beginning to birth. So caused by delusion. And then if we do not do something this time, while we have this precious human body that gives all the opportunity to be free, to abandon all the sufferings, to be free from all the sufferings, oceans of samsara sufferings, including all these problems, gives opportunity to learn the whole path, revealed by Omniscient One, compassionate to the Omniscient One, who is free from not only all the suffering, but free from all the ignorance, all the defilements, have a total understanding, omniscience. So who has built the whole path, unmistaken path, as the Omniscient One, the Enlightened One, had him or herself had the experience, complete path, and liberated from all these result of suffering and causes, so that while we have this human body at this time, which is about once, and so that which gives all the opportunity to learn about path and practice and to liberate yourself from all these suffering causes. Not only that, then to achieve full enlightenment of sentient beings, to be able to be fully qualified, to be able to enlighten the numberless hell beings, hungry for the animals, human beings, suras, asuras, intimate sapiens. Oh. So if we don't do something this time, we miss this opportunity. If we miss this one time opportunity we have, we miss out this, then not sure when we able to practice Dharma, when we able to exercise the path, when will we able to be liberated from sufferings. Not sure. So after how many eons, not sure, So they will say, otherwise then again we will have to experience same problem, what we experienced numberless times from beginning of the rebirth, and we will have to experience continuously like before. So that in this world, in this southern continent, this world where you can become enlightened in one life. Being born in this continent, southern continent, you see, in the sixth realm, this is the only one that you can become enlightened. The body, human body in this southern continent, it's the only one that one can become enlightened on this body, you see. So, and especially when we think of this, the special advantage that human body born in this continent has, which other human beings born in other continents do not have. Then you see, especially that makes this one to realize so unbelievable precious, the most precious. Can't waste even 1 hour. Can't waste even a minute. The second, you see, because from now on until death, there's only a certain number of seconds, certain number of breath, breathe in, breathe out, there's a certain number of breath, there's a certain number of, these moving ones, this, the, what do you call, moves, or what? Pulse. Heart beating. There's only a certain number. That's not forever. So there are a certain number of heart breathing. See this. So that is it. That's finishing. That's constantly finishing so fast. You know, there's only a certain number, little, but even that's finishing very fast. So we have, so therefore we have to hurry up. We can't miss this opportunity. We can't waste. I said this precious, this being born this southern continent, having this human body in this southern continent, and you know, can't miss. Can't miss opportunity. Can't waste. You see. So we have to say take all the opportunity that there is. Like Lama Tsongkhapa says, in the Lamrim, in the foundation good quality, you know, get of Tata, Dubal Chinjilo, please grant me blessings to be able to collect all the virtues. All the virtues. So every minute, whatever this opportunity you see to collect merits, you know. So for example, while the mind is meditating, body also doing practicing virtue, you know, circumambulating or whatever, you know, whatever with the body you can collect any virtue, and also the speech collecting virtue, as if by reciting blessed names, purifying, and the praise to Buddha, you know, can cause to achieve their qualities. So see, so things like that. All your coming, going, sitting, sleeping, washing, every minute, or I see, whatever. How many opportunities there are to collect the merit, to remember and do it, and then enjoy the life. That way, and then enjoy the life. And also there's no guilt. You see, then all those in the West talk about so much low esteem, high esteem, you know. They are low esteem, high esteem. See in the West, I never hear in the East. The low esteem, high esteem. So you pay so much money for the high esteem, and anyway, I'm joking. So high esteem, low esteem. So anyway, so then you see, then you can be esteemed well. That so mind is living the all in virtue. You have, you're always high esteem. You see how to be high esteem. How to stay always high esteem. You see if you always practice, able to practice Dharma, then you're high esteem. You see, especially if you practice Bodhicitta, especially you're able to keep your mind always as much as possible. Every day Bodhicitta, that's the very high esteem. You know, Bodhicitta, emptiness. Especially in Bodhicitta, I think. Fasting, you know. Then rejoicing. Living life, always rejoicing. So you can keep your mind always happy. So fasting, you see. So that... if you are too much steamed, then you... then you might become Momo. Momo. Joking. I'm joking. Very delicious, very, very delicious momo. I'm joking. No, I know that's different meaning. Steam. not same, but.